United States announced Friday it's pulling back from a decades-old treaty that banned an entire class of nuclear weapons, sparking concern the move could trigger a new arms race. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo said effective February 2nd, Washington is suspending its compliance with the U.S.-Russian Intermediate Range Nuclear Forces Treaty. The U.S. accuses Russia of violating the pact, which bans certain ground-launched cruise missiles. Pompeo spoke to reporters Friday at the State Department.
If Russia does not return to full and verifiable compliance with the treaty within this six-month period, by verifiably destroying its INF-violating missiles, their launchers, and associated equipment, the treaty will terminate.
Russia denies the allegation. The pullout also is due to U.S. concern that China, which is not party to the treaty, was gaining a military advantage by deploying missiles with ranges exceeding the treaty's limits. U.S. President Donald Trump's confidant Roger Stone is due back in court today in the special counsel's Russia investigation. AP correspondent Ben Thomas reports.
While it's likely to be a perfunctory appearance, prosecutors may seek an order that would prevent Stone from discussing the case. Yesterday, the Donald Trump confidant held a news conference in which he again proclaimed his innocence. That after a round of television interviews over the weekend. The judge overseeing Stone's prosecution, Amy Berman Jackson, also presides over the case against former Trump campaign chairman Paul Manafort, and she issued a similar gag order in that case. Ben Thomas, Washington.
The U.S. imposed visa restrictions on Ghanaian nationals Thursdays, making it more difficult for citizens of the West African country to visit. The Trump administration levied the sanctions, accusing Ghana of not repatriating those deported from the U.S. With less than 30 million people, Ghana doesn't crack the list of Africa's 10 most populous nations, but in both 2017 and 18, it ranked only behind Nigeria in nationals removed from the U.S., according to Immigration and Customs Enforcement. This is VOA News. American and Chinese negotiators wrapped up 2 days of talks Thursday without a deal.